Thank you for joining us again today here for the CGMF Prayer Line and Devotion. Get your Bibles out and turn to Job chapter 6. I'm going to talk about friends that betray. Friends that betray. Job, in setting the setting here in Job chapter 6, has been going through some tremendous difficulties. It started out first when God took the hedge of protection away from him in a challenge, so to speak, with the enemy, Satan. And so a variety of painful and very disturbing and difficult circumstances have taken place that's confused Job in his relationship to God and questioned his walk with God. But in the midst of his musings, he's considering, hey, I don't remember doing anything wrong against God. And so he doesn't understand the set of circumstances. But he has some counselors that come around, some friends that come around, and speak all these things to him. And not really being friends, more so like condemning enemies, they are rebutted here in Job chapter 6, beginning with verse 14, by the words of Job. Now listen to what Job has to say. Are friends loyal to the one who despairs? Or do they stop fearing the Almighty? My companions are treacherous, like a stream in the desert, like channels that overrun their stream beds, like those darkened by thawing ice, in which snow is obscured, but that stop flowing in dry times and vanish from their channels in heat. Hey, when things are tough and difficult, friends are supposed to be there for you. That's kind of what Job is alluding to here. Verse 18, caravans turn aside from their paths. They go up into untamed areas and perish. Caravans from Tema, look, merchants from Sheba, hope for it. They are ashamed that they trusted. They arrived and are dismayed. That's what you are like, he's saying to his counselors here, his quote friends. You see something awful and are afraid. You look at these set of circumstances and you wonder, oh, judgment of God, something bad's happening. But you don't look at things properly, engage them in the spirit or in the consideration of truth. Verse 22. Have I said, give me something? Offer a bribe from your wealth for me? Rescue me from the hand of my enemy. Ransom me from the grip of the ruthless. Instruct me and I'll be quiet. Inform me how I've erred. How painful are truthful words. But what do your condemnations accomplish? He's questioning their condemnations. Do you intend to correct my words, to treat the words of a hopeless man as wind, just ignoring what I have to say? Would you even gamble over an orphan, barter away your friend? Now look at me. Would I lie to your face? Turn. Don't be faithless. Turn now. I am righteous. Is there wrong on my tongue, or can my mouth not recognize disaster? Look at the word he comes up with here in verse 29. Turn. Don't be faithless. Turn now. I am righteous. He wasn't trying to act arrogant in any way, shape, or form. He had just come to a recognition. Hey, all these things being said about me, I've come to the conclusion. I've walked with God. I know what I'm doing here. You know, friends are supposed to bring forth help, insight, and build for the future, not hinder, hurt, try to shame and defame. We all go through difficulties in life. We face challenges. And when a person needs a real friend, they need someone who goes to them and helps them to rebuild, to reclaim their heritage and faith. But too many times, we're the first to condemn, we're the first to try to, make life difficult in a very tough time for the individual, or we say, well, they've got their just deserves. But that's not true friendship. A friend sticketh closer than a brother. A friend would give up their life for another. You learn that in tough times. You learn that in difficult circumstances. You learn that when the going gets tough. I have known pastors who have seen entire churches almost leave them in the midst of accusations and different things that have happened to them. And yet, it took years, but they rebounded. And what was spoken were words of a young man or someone in the ministry thinking that they were better than that pastor or they had a better revelation. You know, we need to build up our brothers and sisters of Christ. We need to encourage one another. The Christian faith should be one where we envelop and bring forth comfort and pray for one another and help one another get back on track. Let's not be like the world that pushes people aside as they move up the ladder. There's no moving up the ladder in the Christian kingdom. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Humble yourself in the name of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Remember, don't put salt in the wounds. Bring the love salve of God's Holy Spirit. Begin to minister. Rebuild. And then later on, you can look back and say, what a wonderful thing God has done. And you were there for them, that individual, to help, to secure, to encourage. Not be a betrayer, but a true friend that's an encourager that brings hope, which brings hope in life afresh to that friend or neighbor that you have. Let's remember that in the body of Christ. We need to build up one another in the body of Christ. We don't want to be acting like the things of this world or the people of this world who love to see the next disaster on TV, that love to see the next person brought down in politics. We need to be people who speak with love and clarity and help and encourage and do it in a way that builds up and doesn't destroy that individual's life or keep them from rebuilding from the ashes of the ash heaps of life. God wants people to have restoration. God wants people to get back on their feet. God wants us, the church, to show love one to another. That is the greatest witness we can do to this entire world. And by their love, by their caring out for their friends, the Bible says, the people around about us will know that we're Christians. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray for those who have gone through difficult times and disturbing circumstances. I pray, Lord, that the setbacks they have would only become temporary opportunities for God's grace and power and Holy Spirit to minister. And I pray for true friends, true compatriots, to help and encourage them in life's journey and help them to be overcomers in this life, not disengaging from them, not condemning them, but encouraging them unto love, despite whatever the circumstances. They might not be righteous like Job was, and Job came to revelation, hey, I'm walking with God. And yet, by the grace of God, see the power of the Lord minister through one another, and that you too, the individual you minister to, or that person ministering to you, can be of great comfort and strength, or vice versa. Lord, we thank you, God, that we can be your children, called by your name, ministering in love, and sharing love to one another, and building up the kingdom, and helping people to rebuild the walls of their lives, and we can look back and say, thank you, Jesus. But Lord, if in my own personal life I'm struggling and I'm needing to find that friend, I hope I can find that friend. But if not, God, be my friend. Holy Spirit, be my helper, that I might be able to see your grace show forth its fullness and have the tools for victory in my life. God, I pray for overcomers. I pray for people to find that they can put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, and be renewed in the Lord and be strong afresh. I pray for those who can draw out of the wells of salvation and can receive afresh the joy of the Lord, even in the midst of struggle. God, touch today in a very special way. I know I'm going in various directions in this time of prayers with my friends, but I pray that, Lord, you touch and minister at the point of need. And I pray to hear great stories of hope that have arisen out of the ashes of despair. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your love, and that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you're there for me today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you who called in today. I hope that there was something I said or something we prayed about that encouraged you today and will help you in your Christian walk. If you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, you can call us at 646-926-0401. Or visit us on our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. Also, you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Thank you for being with us today on the Prayer Line.